Hello, everyone, and we are finally here on day 25 of the 25 Days of Christmas Countdown, and today's topic is Christmas with the family.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.
Hey, yay, everyone! Hey, Merry Christmas! Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Yay. Merry Christmas! It is finally here, the 25th day of our countdown.
Yes!
We're so excited to bring you
Christmas Day!
Merry Christmas! In the house today, we have
LaDriva Davis,
myself, Dolores Davis,
Shapira Davis,
and Amberia Davis-Bennett.
And we are also joined today on Christmas Day by our
Kendra.
Yay. Our sister Kendra. And we also have here
Francis Davis.
Our mom. Our mom. Yes.
So also some little ones in the house.
Yep. We have babies. We have baby Dacian and baby Kinsley.
Yes.
Yes.
Our sister Amberia's child, baby girl, and then LaDriva's little boy.
So. Yeah. So it's nap time. So if you all hear nap time goings on. There we go. Mm-hmm.
But we had a busy day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But we're so, so excited for you all to join us on our final day.
Final day.
Bittersweet, bittersweet.
Yes. We've enjoyed this thus far.
We have. And we just want to thank you all for tuning in so far and for the 25 days. And we just hope that you all have enjoyed them.
Yeah, I know we enjoyed doing these episodes.
That's right.
For you.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So in this episode, this last episode today, we'll talk about what we're thankful for this year. And then we're going to end things out with a family game.
Woo-woo!
Yay! So Christmas is a time for thankfulness. And so we are going to talk about what we're thankful for this year, but we also want to hear from you all at the end of this and what you're thankful for. Because we know, although this year has been a trying year for our family, for the country, and the world, we can still look within our hearts and find something to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to share with you what we're most thankful for this year. We'll start from oldest to youngest. Mother?
I'm thankful for life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So many have lost their lives this year. That's right. The sad part about it. But you look around and you just enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up this morning. I used to do a job where I was working in a grocery store. And I got a chance to meet a lot of different people. And one of the things that I enjoyed was it was a military grocery store. And so I would see the veterans come in, and they would make little comments from time to time. And one lady made the comment, I'd never heard it before this. It's probably something you've heard before, but I had never heard it before this day. She says, I'm above ground. Mm-hmm. When I asked her, how was she doing? She said, at least I'm above ground. And so what you do, you look around. And there are so many things that we can be thankful for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm thankful that I love the Lord and He's taking care of me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's taking care of my family.
Right.
And I know for a fact that a lot of people would say, well, He didn't take care of my family. Mm-hmm. I can't explain that. I can't understand why some of our loved ones, some of our family members are not here today.
Mm.
But what I can do is look at the positive. Even in that, there's some positives there.
Mm-hmm.
I can look and dwell on their life.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they lived good lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think about them, as we are missing them,
yep.
We think about those good times.
Mm-hmm.
Those happy moments. And that's what you do. You don't dwell on any of the sad things. You dwell on the happy moments. And so that's what I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. Life itself.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing. That was beautiful.
And to tag along with that, mm-hmm. yes. And to tag along with that, I am thankful for the life of this little guy.
Yay.
Right
Yay.
Here.
Latriva.
You know, he came along at a
blessing.
Time that I wasn't expecting. And he has come along at a time of, like, look at 2020.
Yeah.
It's been so crazy. And you think that, you know, oh, 2020, everybody, I look and I see how many people complain about 2020 this and 2020 that. And I think it's really weird because not only did he come at such a time, he came during this
yeah,
time.
He did. Mm-hmm.
And he came on a leap day. And so it's like there's purpose for every bit of life of yeah. the reason that he came. And
right.
so I know mm-hmm. that there's purpose behind that. And so along the way, I've had such support from
yeah.
mom and my family yeah. and church and friends that, you know, I felt like I said, I made a Facebook post this month and it was talking about how I feel like I never really had to worry about what I don't have because
mm-hmm.
people have been that supportive. So I'm thankful for his life, and I'm thankful for those who have just given and given and given. And I feel like there's just been an abundance. And I promise you, my best coach during this mm-hmm. entire thing has been Kiandra.
Oh, baby
she
sisters.
Has, yes, learning who I never knew that I could learn
Look at
from
our baby
my
sisters.
Baby sister.
Mm,
and
right.
she has just been amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Ooh, beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm having a moment over here.
Oh.
I know I get choked up too, Dolores.
Wow, that was beautiful, sis, too. Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say, you know, there's a lot of things that I've been thankful for, and I think this pandemic is actually what brought it more to light for me. And I was like trying to narrow it down because there's so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I think that we took for granted prior to this pandemic was human connection.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The importance
totally.
Of a smile, an exchange. We can't see anyone's smiles anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we know that people are smiling is by their eyes. But you can smile with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that someone's smiling at you. You can tell that someone's giving you that warm look or that warm embrace by their eyes. But that's all we have sometimes,
mm-hmm.
some days, depending on where you work or live. But
mm-hmm.
You never think that you would take it for granted. And Shapira
mm-hmm.
told me that story about her one of her coworkers saying something about, oh my goodness, I miss your smile.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me so sad to think that it's been months since we've seen each other's smiles.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we see each other's smiles all the time because we're family members and so we're around each other. But yeah, there are some people that you'd never think that you would be like, I miss their smile.
Mm-hmm.
Even something as simple as a hug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's been a couple of days where, you know, I knew that there was a student that they asked for one and I was like, if they need this, it's an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that in someone's mind is so small, but yet at the same time, it's a big thing, a big movement of embrace
mm-hmm.
for someone else. So sometimes you just give it,
yeah.
you know, totally. It's like, oh, well, sanitize, clean yourself up. You know, do what you gotta do, but just give it, you know, and be safe about it, of course. And then just something as simple as laughter,
yes.
laughter. And mm-hmm. I'm very fortunate enough to have, and this is all under the umbrella of human connection, because I'm thankful to live in a family where it really has, this year has brought us closer. I would
yes.
have to say we've gotten more family time than we've had.
Yeah.
I've seen my nieces and nephews more than I have, and I would have seen them. It's just, it's just interesting to see that all come about through this. But the importance of how we need to stay connected and also being able to connect with loved ones near and far. So I see it all together and like how it's made me kind of brought out the good in me by being able to have that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good, sis.
That is really
yeah.
good.
I like that.
I know you all are making me so happy. So for me, Shapira, I would say that I am thankful for, man, you guys got this mood set in here. I'm already teary-eyed
right?
before I even start my talking.
Like I said before,
but
it goes from one to the next.
I know. I'm just thankful for love, and I'm thankful for.
Okay.
I'm thankful for just what we have,
mm-hmm.
just being provided for.
Right.
I'm thankful that our family is taken care of.
Right.
You know, because there's a lot of people out there in the world that are struggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the emotional one, by the way. But there's a lot of people in the world that are struggling and that don't have. There's so many people that don't have. Mm-hmm. Just the simple things sometimes that we take for granted.
Right.
People would love to have even those things. And so when I look around, there's some days when I get done with work and I come into my house and I just say, oh, I'm so thankful for my home. Oh, I'm home. I'm thankful for my home. And some people can't even say that, you know?
Right.
And so I'm thankful that I have everything that I need. I have a warm bed. I have a house. I have food. And I'm thankful that I have a family that's full of love and kindness. And we all genuinely love each other, you know?
Yes.
And if we ever don't see things eye to eye, we figure it out. We don't go for years
not speaking
because a family is so important. And, you know, I just realize how important we are to each other. Mm-hmm. And so when I hear of people that haven't talked for years, I just really want you all to, I want to encourage you all to, you know, and I know every situation's different. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we understand that completely. But if it is something that can be worked out, it's worth it for you to try.
Because time is short.
Family, looking and at precious. Time and...
And tomorrow's not
promised. Yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, we're a family that has just, we thrive on love. And we just thrive on loving on one another. I just... Like I said before, sometimes we'll have seen each other that morning and then we part ways. And then later that evening we see each other and we're like, hi, sister. Hi, family. And we're hugging each other like we haven't seen each other in years.
People be looking at us so weird. Yeah.
And people are like, didn't you just see her this morning? And I'm like, well, yeah, but now I'm seeing her again. So I love that. I love that we love each other, and I feel like our family has like exuded that to other families and other people just in our lives, whether it's through our jobs, through our friends. We just love to love people.
Right.
It's just kind of who we are.
We get it from our mom.
We get it from our mom. She's always been, she's always had a big heart, and I feel that she has just, you know, passed that down to us. And so, yeah,
I'm
thankful. Yep, we're going to continue to spread that. So, what about you, Amberia?
I need a moment here because you can hear the children. It was, I had it on mute just now, and it was literally a second ago. Okay, she was like, that was not going to work.
Okay.
And Lorraine is over here trying to ask me to get her video set up. I want to watch this one, that one, that one, that one. I'm sorry. So I didn't want that to be in there, so I needed us to reboot.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So in the words of Aramia, sorry about that. actually, these two are actually part of what I'm thankful for sure this year. My two girls, my husband, just my family, I'm just so grateful to have them in my life. Dacian is our newest addition to the family this year. Yay. So looking back at the year, she is definitely a blessing. So I'm with Dreva on that. But on the other side of kind of what Dolores is saying, the human interaction, I have to say that I'm actually grateful for technology because that has allowed us to be connected, to stay connected not being able to have that human interaction. It's allowed us to be able to stay connected with our loved ones, being where we are. You know, it's allowing me to be able to spend the holiday with you guys right now.
Right. Yes, exactly. Hence why you're on.
So the mind behind the technology and the technology itself,
thank you.
I'm truly grateful.
Thank you.
What about you, Ken?
That's a good one. I was actually just thinking about that. Like, I never would have thought about that until you said that. I was like, yeah, that's a good point. Even right now, we're using technology. So yeah, what would we do without that? No, I am so thankful for all of the things that were mentioned. And I was like, yeah, that's so true. But one of my biggest things I would say is that throughout this whole thing, this whole time this year, it has been really up and down for a lot of people. And I'm really thankful that, you know, where a lot of people don't have jobs and a lot of people don't mm-hmm. know how to provide for their families right now and they're, you know, maybe not even expecting a Christmas, I've been able to still work mm-hmm. safely and stay mm-hmm. healthy mm-hmm. and yes. be able to provide right. for myself and my daughter. And like Shapiro was saying, you know, have a family that helps me and supports me. And, mm-hmm. you know, yep. I've not struggled not once this whole time. And yep. I'm super That's grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And just looking around at all that I have, like I can literally look around my entire house and just be thankful for every yes. blessing in my house That's that right. was a gift or somebody True. Just dropping something off to make sure that I was okay. And right. I mean, yep. a lot of people don't have that. So. Yep. I'm really thankful, you know, I feel very loved, I feel very provided for, and, you know, that all plays into your mental health. So mm-hmm, I have not struggled true. At all with feeling disconnected or alone throughout this time. So I'm very, mm-hmm. very thankful for that, for mm-hmm. sure.
That yeah, that is true. I'm thankful for that, too.
For those of you that don't have and you're without the family side or you're without this and you're without that and you have needs, just hopefully this is encouraging to you as we're mm-hmm, sharing mm-hmm. with you all. That there's going to be those days where something unexpectedly comes your way that you're mm-hmm. not expecting it. Because yeah. a lot of these things we weren't expecting or we didn't assume that they were going to be there, you know. Right. So mm-hmm. Hopefully you guys are encouraged out there to know that these things are still happening amidst yes. everything, amongst everything yeah. that's going on. So
yeah, yes. my thing for the year is finding green in the dirt of things.
Yes, so that
no
is
matter
very
how bad
good.
Things get, find the green.
Yes,
it's so always
that's
there.
That's so true because, is, yeah, yes. there are a lot of people that – lost their jobs, maybe don't have a job right mm-hmm. now even. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah, it's encouraging to mm-hmm. hear all of us sharing these things. So I'm encouraged even hearing from my family.
I know. Yes. I feel so good, warm, fuzzy.
I know.
Yes.
I know. And to those of you, we just want to send our prayers and just know that there is hope. And, so our thoughts are with you in what you're going through. So normally on a Christmas Day in the Davis home, we usually all gather around together, and our dad usually opens us up in a prayer, and then a scripture reading mm-hmm. That's fitting to Christmas, and then we all go around and we all say a little something, and so that's really something that's important for us is that family time. And we've always appreciated our dad and our parents for bringing us together right. on Christmas. And it looks a little different this year, but yeah. Christmas is, you know, it still means everything that it has always meant to us and our mm-hmm. family. Yeah. And so we are celebrating to the fullest.
Yes.
And we're all happy to be here and be together.
That's yes. right.
On Christmas.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So with another thing that we do together, and it's one of our favorite things to do together as a family, is play games.
Yes.
So we're going to end out this podcast. Woo. And I don't know what it is about Family Feud. It's just that heart game, man.
Our favorite game.
That yeah. we're all just so in love with. In fact, one day the Davis family is going to be on Family Feud.
Yes.
Watch out. Watch out, Steve Harvey.
I already know.
Future bucket list.
We already have our future top five members list. Picked out, I think.
That would represent. Not be me on Fast Money.
I mean, I got great answers. Dolores is introducing this segment because she's the most competitive sister out of us all.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am. Totally. But you know what? Your saving grace is I'm the host.
Oh, yes.
So today, bringing in your Family Feud Christmas edition is your host, Dee Davis.
Yes. We all stand a chance.
Yeah.
We all stand a chance.
Whatever.
Now we'll see who's the most competitive after
Okay.
the
Andrea. So what we're going to do is we're going to split our family into two teams. We have Team Blitzen.
Woo-woo!
And we've got Team Holly Jolly. All Christmas themed. And Anviria is going to be also playing on our team, our floater. She can be on whatever team she wants. Ooh. So how we're going to play this is we're going to do three rounds, and then we're going to do one round of Fast Money for the winners of the game.
Oh, I got that.
Okay, and everything is going to be related to Christmas, all right?
Where's the buzzer?
Your buzzword is jingle.
Woo!
Okay.
Yes.
We do not have buzzers in the studio, you guys, because we have an immense amount of equipment. So we are going to just use our buzzword, okay? And that being jingle.
Jingle.
Okay. Hey, good practice. I was about to say that counts. So she's going to go good ahead and answer the practice question.
Okay.
Without so knowing that.
Know your opponents. Your opponents are sitting across from you. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And Viria, you also can buzz in with Jingle.
Okay.
All right. First question is, name one of Santa's reindeer.
Jingle.
Jingle.
How do you even know who says Jingle first? That's what I was going to say. How can you tell?
Mom said it was Driva.
It was us. It was us.
Okay, LaDriva.
Rudolph.
Rudolph, yeah. Yes, is the number one answer. Woo. Do you want to play or pass?
We'll play.
Yeah,
we'll
okay. Play. Yeah. Rudolph. Yes. All right, Kendra, name one of Santa's reindeer.
Mom picked favorites. Nobody could tell
Dancer.
Jingle.
Dancer. Kendra said dancer.
What?
She said dancer.
Oh, darn.
Did you miss?
That was great.
Kendra got the first X.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So I would say, since we only have, we're going to just do one X instead of three X's, guys, okay, for time purposes.
Now, see, you can't be throwing rules at the last second.
I know, right?
Okay. Oh. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. Sorry. My bad from the beginning. Oh, so it's going to go over to Mom now. Mom, name one of Santa's reindeer. The eyes of panic. She's got the eyes of panic.
Prancer.
Prancer. Yes, Mom. She says Prancer for the steal. Woo-hoo. Again, Mom, you guys, just so you know, these are the top answers. And as we're giving Candle a hard time about Dancer, her answer was not on our board.
Oh.
So Dancer is a reindeer.
Dancer didn't make the
yes,
cut.
So we did our research and we figured that out. So next round, two opponents up will be Mom and Kendra. Ready?
Yes.
Again, this is all Christmas themed. And first one to say jingle is going to be the first one to answer. Okay. Top answers on the board. Name a drink that might be served at
jingle,
Christmas
jingle.
At a Christmas party.
Jingle.
Kendra.
Eggnog.
Number one answer.
Of course.
Would you like to play or pass?
We are going to.
You're going play. To play. All right. Big money, big money. All right.
Yeah, Amberia, Amberia.
Okay, Amberia, no, next
no,
one.
No.
She name a drink that might be served at a Christmas party, Amberia.
My phone wouldn't unmute. I'm sorry.
Do you got
it? My answer is apple cider.
Ooh. Apple cider, yes. Yay. It is on the board. Number three answer. LaDriva, name a drink that might be served at a Christmas party.
Cocoa.
Hot cocoa, number two. All right, back at you, Kendra.
Wine.
You said what?
Wine.
That is technically under adult beverages. So, okay, yes, oh, it's adult yay beverages. Yes. So that is on there. Back to you, LaDriva. Wait, Amberia, sorry. Name a drink that might be served at a yep Christmas party. Daisy was trying to answer.
I know, Daisy's trying to answer.
Oh? Oh?
Oh, it's back to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Coffee?
No. First eggs. Oh.
Okay. Minutes over to Shapiro for the steal.
Okay.
For the steal.
Team Holly Jolly has an opportunity of stealing it, you guys. Kendra. Name a drink that might be served at a Christmas party. You have to have at least your answer has to be on the board. What do you think? Discuss. You guys look quite worried.
Isn't it time?
Mom and Shapiro look quite worried. Final answer.
And three.
Soda.
Soda for the steal. Yes, soft drinks. Soft drinks. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you guys.
How did we survey?
You guys,
well,
I.
It looks like fast money, and everybody's going to the round.
Who needs soda but not coffee?
Yes, so this is going to Team Holly Jolly. Okay, next two people up for the beginning round. Now, LaDriva and Shakira. Nope, you have one more round.
Oh, okay.
All right, last round before Fast Money. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families.
Jingle.
Ooh, that one was close.
That was really close. A pretty close one.
Pick a number 1 through 10.
8.
7.
Oh. It was 5.
Okay. Pura.
Okay, sorry, guys. Go ahead and go, Mom and Shapira.
Wait, we have to say if just our answer is going to be on the board.
Yes, and your answer has to be.
Something people do on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
They go to a Christmas Eve service.
Yes, going to church. However, LaDriva has a chance of answering because it is not a number one answer.
Exactly.
LaDriva, name something. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families.
Opening one present on Christmas.
Number one answer.
Okay,
Team Blitzen. Yeah. Okay, let's go here, Kendra.
Christmas lights.
Yes.
Yay!
Christmas lights. Yes. Good. Good. Amviria, name a Christmas Eve tradition for families.
I'll be taking all the good answers. I'm just gonna try to say they have a family meal.
Yeah. Yeah. Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, that would technically be dinner at grandma's, it says.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on there.
Good job. Ain't nobody going to guess specifically dinner at grandma's.
Nope. Steve Harvey would give it to us, so yes, let's go for it. Okay, next one.
My mom brain just went.
Next one, LaDriva.
Oh, wrapping presents.
That's a first X. No.
Our only X.
Okay, I'm so sorry, you guys. Team Holly Jolly, it has to be on the board in order for the steal.
It needs to be on the board in order for a steal.
Okay, give me an
X. More TO, but you guys can't hear my answer to help you out. I was going to say I could play both sides.
Text them.
Save her for fast money.
Do they watch holiday movies?
Watching Christmas movies. Here we go.
I guess we did see who the competitive one is.
Okay, so Mom and Shapira, you guys are going up for fast money. If you want to utilize your other team, Mom's eyes got really big. She got nervous.
And she said no.
And this is why I said, I'm not the one for fast money on fantasy.
She'll be a better candidate than I.
Oh, man. I thought fast money was being passed.
Nope. That's Shapira and Amviria on the board.
Amviria up for the fast money round. First round, she's going to be asked 5 questions, and she's going to have 25 seconds in which to answer those. We're giving a grace period of 5 seconds. So 25 seconds on the clock, please.
Ding.
Ready? First question is, name a state someone might travel to for Christmas vacation.
Colorado.
Okay. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap.
Pot.
Okay. Name something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list.
Socks.
Name a dish that people enjoy during Christmas dinner.
Turkey.
Okay. Name an item you'd need to dress up as Santa Claus.
A belt.
Ooh, that was just in the nick of time. She said a belt. Did she get it? Judges, yeah. She got it. Okay, yeah. They're going to give it to her. She said a belt. All right, fast money. Let's go and reveal your answers real quick before your team.
Those were not great.
Well, we're going to tell you which ones you got correct before your partner comes out. Keep her in the room, please. The state that someone might travel to for Christmas vacation, Colorado, is on the clock. It was at number 7 points. Give her 7 points for that. Okay. Difficult to wrap. Pot was not on the list, so she does not get any points for that. So 0 points for that one. Something on every mom's wish list. What was her answer?
Socks.
It's not on there either. It is not on there. Socks. I'm sorry, you guys. This survey
Our
says.
Mom would have it.
Name a dish that you enjoyed during Christmas dinner. Amviria, you said
turkey,
and it is 19 points. Okay. All right, that was the number 2 answer. Okay, name an item you'd need to dress up as Santa Claus, and you said belt, and that is on there. 5 points for belt.
All right,
let's bring out your partner.
Woo!
Shapira, come join us, please. Good job, Amviria.
That was pretty good under pressure.
That Amviria is under pressure, and she's also
Yeah, you know, maybe next time I can give you guys some better answers without you screaming in my face.
True. We got a lot going on now. We're just doing our best considering all the technological issues and delays here and there, but we're doing much better. All right, your teamie is back in the studio. She looks nervous.
I am not bomb at fast money.
You got a grace of 5 seconds.
This is
probably
the worst. We're
doing 35 seconds. You get 35 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so we're giving you a grace period of 5 more seconds than the normally would on Family Feud.
Okay,
so 25 and 30. Amviri got 25, you get 30.
Okay, these are also Christmas related.
These are all Christmas related.
Okay.
Questions on the clock are on the board. And 30 seconds on the clock, please. First question. Name a state someone might travel to for Christmas vacation.
Florida.
Okay. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap.
A broom.
Name something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list.
Money.
Name a dish that people enjoy during Christmas dinner.
Stuffing.
Name an item you'd need to dress up a Santa Claus.
Santa hat.
Okay. Wow. Good job, Chaps. All right.
All of those, and not one of them was a repeat. So nice.
No, they weren't. That's they weren't. Amazing. Let's see how you fared.
They're probably not on the board.
We'll see.
We'll see. So, Shapira, let's see how you did. Name a state someone might travel to for Christmas vacation. You said Florida. Florida's on there. Yay. 11. She gets 11 points for Florida. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. A broom.
No. I was trying to say vacuum, but broom came out.
Don't worry. Your answer would not have been on there either way.
Was a bike on there?
A bike was on there, Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Andrea, yes.
Ah.
She said socks, too. So, yes, neither of you got any points for that one. Name something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list. Money is not on here.
I know.
Whoa.
Money is not on here. So
that's weird.
Interesting. Yes. But you guys, babysitting.
Oh my gosh.
Sleep, nap, spa day.
I know. I was going to say massage.
Gift card. I don't know if I can count money because it's a gift card. You know what I mean? So
okay.
Going on, name a dish that people enjoy during Christmas dinner. You said stuffing. You got 9 points for that one. Number one answer was ham, and your partner said turkey.
Ham.
Number two answer, ham. Yes, yep. Yes. Yep. Great job, you guys. The item you'd need to dress up as Santa, you said hat. Number one answer.
Woo!
Good job. 40 points for that one. All right, let's go to the judges and see how you two did. That team, Holly Jolly, ended out with their bonus round with 81 points. Unfortunately, weren't
so
able to come through with those two
man.
Rounds. But that's
right,
okay.
Guys.
That's okay. Let's all give them a hand for giving it a good old try.
Hey.
However, I just want to thank you all for joining me in Family Feud Christmas Edition and being in the spirit of Christmas because we love playing games. And yes, thank you for going there with me, you guys. I appreciate it. You guys went there.
Next time, Blitzen will reign supreme.
That's right.
Oh my goodness!
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we're just sending you well wishes on this Christmas, and we just hope that everybody from the Davis family, from the Davis sisters, has a very, very Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And again, we thank you all for tuning into our podcast each day.
Thank you.
And you can still follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
At the official Davis Sisters. You can follow us on our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters and visit our website at any time to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com.
Mm-hmm.
So our positive thought for the day is actually a quote. And that is that Christmas may be a day of feasting or of prayer, but it will be a day of remembrance, a day in which we will think of everything we ever loved. And that is Augusta E. Rendell. So from the Davis family to you,
Merry Christmas!
And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
And never brought to mind.
Thank you so much for tuning in each day for our 25 Days of Christmas countdown and sharing the joy of Christmas with us. We have truly appreciated all the love and support we've been shown from our friends and family near and far. So, until next year,
spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother. You are my sister, a family around the world. Love, it's all about the love.